Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Hope this one meets with your approval, because I want to talk about someone who I've done a live show, my Monday night live show, and that is Mr. Peter Navarro. I'm going to talk about that in a second. But first, just a reminder to you folks that the video for our live event in London is available if you'd like to go and watch it. I'm going to put the link below to that. And similarly, our link to our good friends, Quantum Hypno, who sponsor the show, is below as well. And okay, so that being said, let's get to the main story here, shall we? And the left-wing media approvingly write, Trump ally Peter Navarro to begin prison term after contempt conviction. Navarro, convicted for refusing to cooperate with the House January 6th committee, to report to a Miami facility with a zoo next door. Oh, they love that. Oh, the media love that. Yeah, at last, we're locking up those bad right-wing fascists. So, Peter Navarro, who was a former trade advisor to Donald Trump, and as you know, I did a show with him. I found him a very likable chap, was set to become the first ever White House official jailed for contempt of Congress. He's been sentenced to 4 months in prison for refusing to cooperate with the House January 6th committee. He appealed it all the way up to the Supreme Court, claiming he could not testify as his work with Trump on attempts to overturn the 2020 election was covered by executive privilege. But this was all unsuccessful. And so he's due to go to a minimum security federal facility, basically, apparently next to the zoo. Not only can you hear the lions, some guy says, you can hear the lions roar every morning. Oh, they love that. Oh, they love this. So let's just try and deal with this, shall we, in a few areas. First of all, of course he was right not to cooperate with the January 6th Star Chamber. Of course he was. January 6th was nothing. January 6th is a psyop put in place by the Democrats, held in place by the media, totally distanced from reality and totally distanced from, in my opinion, Peter Navarro and also, in my opinion, Donald Trump. So that's the first thing. They've kept it going because it suits the Democratic political narrative. And so that's the first thing. So he didn't cooperate with their Star Chamber. Good. I'm glad he didn't cooperate with their Star Chamber. Well done, Peter Navarro. But then the second thing is that this is the first time in history that this has actually happened, that a White House official, no less, is being jailed for contempt of what is essentially a Democrat-run Congress. So you can see how radical this Biden regime is. It's absolutely radical. It wants to jail its enemies. As you know, it's trying to jail Donald Trump. I mean, I think it's got, 88 criminal charges against Donald Trump, 14 of which are related to election subversion. It's fined him multi-million dollar civil penalties. The fact of the matter is that the Biden regime is using lawfare in a way we've never seen before. It's jailing Peter Navarro. It's seriously punishing Donald Trump. But this is the way a full-on authoritarian, totalitarian tyranny grows into position. That's what we're seeing. Under Biden, under the last 3 years, we've got a regime in power that literally locks up its enemies. That's not how we've done things in the pluralistic West before. But that's how they're doing it. And the media approves. Of course the media approves. The media would love to see people like me locked up, and you probably, if they got half the chance. They don't want our voices. They want to deal with dissent by imprisoning it, by punishing it, by making it go away forever. That's what they want to do, and that's what they've done to Peter Navarro. So I think it's absolutely disgraceful that a man of his stature and integrity should be put behind bars by this wicked, wicked regime. And I mean, I hope that in the event of Donald Trump winning in November, that they don't replicate this. I don't want to see this business of you got to lock up your opposition being the sort of default mode of U.S. government. But the Democrats have done it 100%, and the media love it 100%. And that's why Peter Navarro was being made to suffer, separated us from his family for this period of time. This whole business about, oh, and the lions are roaring next door in the zoo. I mean, it's like, you can see what this is. This is a ritual of humiliation. This is how we know all about the dark forces that we fight against every day, my friends. This is just another ritual of humiliation that Peter Navarro was being forced to go through by this wicked, satanic Democrat administration, which has no respect for, in my opinion, the rule of law, and instead just seeks to arbitrarily impose its will on people and humiliate them. And that's what they've tried to do with Peter Navarro. He's a bigger man than them. The only thing I would say, I mean, Peter Navarro, like, he's not getting any younger. He's a 74-year-old economist. That's who's being locked up in the States. 74-year-old economist. Yeah. Meanwhile, you know, all kinds of mass murderers, thugs, all of that, drug dealers, you name it, the most despicable people you could ever imagine. They walk free because that's what America under the Biden regime is all about. Thanks for listening.